The leaders of several countries stood in triumph a few months ago when they announced the reaching of agreement on a Trans-Pacific Partnership, a trade agreement of Pacific countries meant to counteract the economic power of China. TPP, as it is frequently known, has endured many slings and arrows since the intention to pursue it was announced years ago. Organized labor in America is generally hostile to TPP. That includes the United Association of Plumbers and Steamfitters Local 290, headquartered in the Portland area and representing workers in three states. UA 290 is quite outspoken in its TPP opposition. Gil Freeland is the UA Local 290 vice president and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Gil, welcome.
Well, good morning, Jeffrey.
Well, plumbers were clear on what do steam fitters do?
Well, steam fitters are the guys that come in and we build your power plants, we build your nuclear powerhouses, build your pipelines, your high-tech plants, stuff like that.
All right, so the kinds of plumbers then we're talking about, too, we're talking big pipes and big connections for very large applications, it sounds like.
Yes, sir. From very large to very small.
And how many workers do you represent from California to Washington State?
In our local, we have around 4,200 members, including our retirees.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a bunch then. And so which plumbers in particular unionize? You mentioned very small, too. I mean, do the people who come and fix broken faucets at our houses, are those members of UA Local 292?
You bet we do. Anything that has to do with pipe or setting of faucets, any type of plumbing, we do it all.
Mm-hmm. The local, I noticed, calls TPP NAFTA on steroids. Can you illuminate the meaning of that term for us?
Well, sure it is. The TPP is a trade agreement that's about 12 countries around the Pacific Rim. NAFTA, it had about four different countries that was involved in that. So it's a much larger trade agreement, and it has a lot more language in it that we deem to be more detrimental to not only plumbers and steam fitters, Local 290, but the rest of the country as well.
And in what ways? What are some of the major concerns you have?
Well, some of the major concerns are that, there's like 3.5 million jobs lost, we figure, in the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. And, you know, the TPP will come in, and also they'll drive down, you know, take more jobs away from us, which will increase the unemployment and reduce tax revenue for schools and infrastructure and other critical public services, as well as medical. There's a lot of corporations involved in this that are drug companies, and what they'd like to do is partially take away our generic drug and raise the prices of the other drugs, which, you know, medical is hard enough to come by as it is, in other words, to afford it. And we've got a lot of folks out there that need the help, and that's not a good thing. This partnership has got so many other things wrong with it. It not only does it hurt us here in the States, but it hurts other countries that are partnered with it. Countries like Vietnam, where, they may make 65 cents an hour. They have slave labor, in some of these countries that are in this partnership. So it hurts everybody all the way around.
It sounds like your primary concerns are more broadly economic than just the effects on union members.
Well, when we made a resolution, Local 290 did, back in May, and this was back before paperwork was let out by the government as to what was actually going on. And we found out that not only is it going to affect us, but everybody else. I mean, we're a labor union. We deal with, finding people, our members, jobs. But there's so much more going on here. Lost sovereignty of the country, possibly. There's just so many things to try to wrap our hands around, or our heads around, that it is just going to hurt everybody. So, yeah, in a way, you're right. We're not just concerned about ourselves, but we're concerned about everybody, environmentally, all kinds of things like that.
Gil Freeland's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He is the vice president of the United Association of Plumbers and Steam Fitters Local 290, which represents plumbers and steam fitters in Oregon, Washington, and Northern California. We're talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. You just said something about lost sovereignty. Go on that riff a little bit, if you would, and explain what your concerns are there.
Well, some of our concerns there is that what we found out about this trade agreement is if you were a corporation in another country and you could prove or you felt you could prove that you would lose profits in some kind of an agreement you'd have with another country, you could actually go in and sue that our country. Right now, I know that Canada, they have like billion-dollar lawsuits against them because of being able to label their meat and different food products. Other countries feel they've lost profits. They can come in and they can sue Canada. They can sue us and other countries as well. So that's never been able to happen before.
So it's a mechanism for people who are not in the country to challenge the laws of the country.
Which
are regulations.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So is there any concern about effects on jobs for members of UA Local 290? And I ask this simply because it seems like the kinds of things that plumbers and steam fitters do are not really the kinds of things that you could move offshore.
That's true. You know, we build plants, we build housing projects, we do all kinds of things, and if jobs are lost, like let's take for example in Newburgh, there's a plant that was closed down here in November. It's been a paper mill, recycle mill for years, and back in November it was closed. And in Newburgh, you know, just the maintenance people, there was 250 jobs lost. But over the years, plumbers and steam fitters, heck, we help build that plant. We go back in and do shutdowns on that plant. Now it's gone. And those things are leaving all the time.
Yeah, I noticed in particular a large impact on the paper business in Oregon. Mm-hmm. We watched the demolition of that plant that's right next to I-5, just north of Albany.
Mm-hmm.
We watched Blue Heron shut down at Willamette Falls a few years ago. So that I hadn't thought about that. So in a business that particularly is as water and steam intensive as that one, your guys would be pretty busy on the way in and certainly on the way out as well.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's take a call here. We have Mark in Reading on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Gil Freeland. We're talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Yes, as the Obama administration has yet released the full text of the proposed TPP.
Yes, they have. Yeah. And so haven't had a chance to look at it yet, Mark?
I haven't even seen that it was available.
But you got all kinds of buttons on the website.
Just because I'm lazy and don't look things up.
You got all kinds of buttons on the website that direct you to different chapters, but it is huge. I can tell you that much right off the bat. Thanks for the call about that, Mark. Gil, have you had a chance to look at it yourself?
Well, I have. I've gotten lost in it over and over again. And you're right. There is a lot of language there. And the amazing thing about that language is that they just put it out. And they didn't, you know, they didn't put anything out to the American people. They've been working on it for about 7 to 8 years. And they just let it out here, I think around Thanksgiving time.
Yeah, and I know it was a couple months ago, but so the process is a concern as well as just what's in it, you're saying?
Oh, you bet. You bet. The American people have not been able to look at it, for the whole time up until November.
Now, it's not just UA Local 290. Obviously, organized labor across the country has made a bit of a stink about TPP. Any particular successes in getting things included in TPP or at least getting some things not included in the first place that you felt would help organized labor?
Well, the thing of it is that, you know, there is some language in there for labor. It's just that in the past, with the past agreements, that the trade agreements that we've had, like NAFTA or something like that, once it gets outside the country, the labor laws that they said they would stand up to have not standed up. They just have not stand. When you talk about NAFTA, you talk about CAFTA, you talk about the trade agreement in Colombia, where at the time there was actually 27 union officials in Colombia that were murdered. And to this date, nobody has come to justice on any one of those murders. You've got the same thing going on across the Pacific Rim with these with the other countries where, you know, their child labor laws are nil. You know, it's really an ugly thing out there, and there's paperwork to back it up. So, yes, it's a terrible thing.
Let's take another call. We have Vajra in Sunny Valley on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Gil Freeland. We're talking TPP.
Right. In my opinion, the TPP is the death knell of the United States. Not only were the American people not allowed to look at it, but the Congress people, our Congress representatives and senators, had to go into a private room, read it there only, it's like 5,000 pages or something, and could not take notes, and none of their aides could go in with them. This has been snuck through. I don't know what Obama's up to and everybody else, but it's one of the worst things that could happen to this country, and as the gentleman here said, our sovereignty.
That's your major concern, the sovereignty, or what are some of the other major parts that concern you?
Well, as he said, they can sue the government. If they can sue us for our environmental regulations, and we cannot sue them back. So sovereignty is just about everything. You cannot control your own environment. You can't enforce your own laws. You might as well not even make laws because you really don't have any way to counter the corporations coming in and doing whatever they want and suing you if they don't get it. So it's massive. I mean, it would just turn this into, I don't like this phrase, but a third world country. Sovereignty is, once you lose your sovereignty, your capacity to rule yourself, to make your own laws and enforce them, you don't have much left as a country.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for the thoughts, Vajra. Appreciate that. Gil, that sounds pretty dire. I mean, are we talking, do you see the same sort of dismal fate for America's future if the TPP continues?
Well, I do. As the speaker, you know, just said, once we lose our sovereignty, we lose pretty much all of our rights, and then where do we go from there? Where do we go from there? And it's just, and we have the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but there's also trade agreements after that are pending, and that's another thing that the American people, or most of the American people, don't know. They don't understand that. It's just not this one. This one is the springboard to the rest of them that are going to follow.
We have another call here from Grumpy John in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Gil Freeland from UA Local 290.
If you want an example of the trade agreements that TPP is NAFTA on steroids, we are currently being sued because we turned down a pipeline full of toxic sludge coming across our country. And this extends to the chemicals that we might not want sprayed on our country. The sovereignty question is absolutely paramount. But if you want to see just a clear example, we turned down the KXL pipeline, and we are currently being sued by Canada because of it. We cannot even keep pollution out of our own country because foreign countries can sue us for billions if we care about pollution, chemicals, toxic sludge, etc. That's the issue of sovereignty.
All right. Thanks for that, Grumpy John. So Keystone XL Pipeline, as he cites, another way in which trade agreements have opened the door for things that we might not have otherwise wanted. This is, it sounds almost apocalyptic in some cases, though, Gil.
Well, it does. And it's really, really scary. And I think that's why the membership of Local 290, you know, is very interested in getting the word out. In fact, we're having a forum tomorrow at our Union Hall in Tualatin, and we've invited speakers to come and speak about it. We're about building bridges, not just with labor unions, but with environmentalists, with the medical field, with anybody that understands what this TPP will do to our country and to its citizens.
Well, all right, so let's talk about how it came into effect. Vajra talked about the process where members of Congress weren't allowed to see it for very long, couldn't take notes, couldn't take aides, and all that sort of thing. Although there was an interesting coalition of Democrats and Republicans who gave the president fast-track authority to negotiate the TPP, which was done. TPP now does exist. The text is posted out there. So how receptive have members of Congress been to entreaties from organized labor, which you're part of, to try to put the brakes on this in some way?
Well, all I can tell you is from a personal side of it. I know that we have been out in Southwest Washington and in Oregon trying to talk to our congresspeople. And we've been able to talk to some of their aides, but by and large, you know, we haven't gotten anywhere. You know, they've come in, they've listened, but by and large, we haven't gotten anywhere with them.
What about the general argument that is made from the other side that that trade is going to help everybody? That more trade just means more economic activity and ultimately more jobs.
Well, we are for trade. Don't get me wrong. Trade is a good thing, but when trade hurts the people in the countries where the trade is being done, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. I don't think that's what America was about. I don't think that's what a lot of other countries are really about.
You mentioned the forum tomorrow at the Union Hall in Tualatin. Where is the Union Hall, and what time will the forum be held?
The Union Hall is at in Tualatin at 20212. Northwest Teton Avenue, and we'll be broadcasting through our remote communications to our other training centers throughout the state.
To other unions.
And people can go on our website at ua290.org and click on training, and all of the addresses of all the training centers are there.
Okay, UA290.org. Gil Freeland is the Local 290 Vice President. Thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
You bet. Take care.